Winter's Library was built originally as a bank in 1901, and it operated as a bank for 2 years. It failed as a bank, and Jonathan Winters the First, who is the grandfather of Jonathan Winters the comedian, bought the building, expecting to use it as part of the Winters Bank system that was in place in Dayton for many years. But actually, he never did use it as a bank, and within a short time decided to donate it to the area for a library. So it was, he actually sold it to the township, Sugar Creek Township, for $1 in 1906, and it has served as a library since then.
Let's talk a little bit about Jonathan Winters and his ties to Bellbrook.
Jonathan Winters was born in Dayton. He grew up in Springfield, but because his grandparents owned a summer house in Bellbrook, they lived in Bellbrook, in Dayton, but they owned a summer house in Bellbrook, and then their daughter Clara lived here year round as she was an adult, and Jonathan would come and spend summers here with his aunt Clara in Bellbrook. So he did. He was very familiar with Bellbrook, and you know, considered it sort of a second home for him.
And can you tell me anything else about maybe the time he spent between here and Springfield, or the house here in Bellbrook in particular?
The house where he spent his summers, his Aunt Clara's house, is still here. It was renovated in the 80s. This is an article from the Dayton Daily News in 1994 that talks about the Bellbrook house being renovated that belonged to Jonathan Winters' aunt. So it's still there, and it's still a beautiful home. We have pictures of the library from its early days.
Wow, considerably smaller than it is now.
Yes, yes. It has been expanded twice. But it operated as this tiny building until 1965. So it was a very small building for a long time. And then it expanded in 65 and then again in 81. And here, I love this picture of the one of the first librarians, Miss Ida Weller, the what you might picture as a librarian from the times.
Have you had a lot of people asking about Jonathan Winters and his connection with Bellbrook?
We have. This week we've had a lot of people asking about it. And we know that Jonathan, you know, had fond feelings for the library, and he did come and visit here in 1992, stopped by and, you know, took a quick look around. The head librarian at the time, Judy Brucken, says that he just came in, he looked around, but just in that short time he was in here, the word got out and neighbors started showing up. He was drawing a small crowd around him, so he really didn't stay long. But he was here long enough to get some pictures taken, and he did sign, autograph a book that he authored, The Winter's Tales, that was luckily on the shelf at the time. It was not checked out, so we were able to get that autographed. But he was very gracious and seemed to appreciate that the library was still going strong.
Joellen Fannin with Bellbrook Winters Library, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here today.